Christopher Hill is a former ambassador to Iraq, and he's currently dean at the University of Denver's Corbell School of International Studies. Ambassador Hill, is what's revealed in these documents and messages likely to cause major rifts between countries?
I don't think so. I mean, certainly some of the comments out of Afghanistan surely cannot be helpful in that bilateral relationship. Similarly, the comment made by the Saudi king about the Iranians is probably stronger than he wanted to hear on international media. I'm not so worried, though, about the relationships. What I'm worried about is the ability of our diplomats to go out and talk to people, to get people to be honest with us, and to really inform Washington. I think the result of this is going to be a lot less cable writing.
A lot less cable writing, and in fact, we spoke to Edward Djerejian about this as well. What's an alternative for current day?
Well, first of all, there are a couple of things that are going on. After 9/11, there was a real concern that somehow government reports were not being widely enough disseminated. So the consequence of 9/11 has been to create these large databases that any agency can share. So a telegram coming from an embassy that may have been written or read by maybe five or six people in the embassy and sent to a desk in the State Department, lo and behold, ends up on a database in which hundreds of thousands of very junior analysts get a crack at it. So I think that's going to be changed rather dramatically. And then for the actual information, I think what will happen is people will convey stuff on the telephone and probably in so-called point-to-point, that is through emails rather than through Telegram. So there's going to be a lot less information out there.
I wonder what your opinion is of the State Department directive that has become public now through this leaked information, that in 2008, or at least since 2008, State Department workers have been asked abroad to collect human intelligence, frequent flyer numbers, credit card numbers, personal information about people they're doing business with in various places across the world, pagers, cell phone information. Is that something that you were asked to do as an ambassador? And is that something that you think is advisable or that blurs the lines between diplomat and spy?
First of all, I was not asked to do that as an ambassador. I think, frankly, there's less to that issue than meets the eye. Those were so-called human taskings where there's an effort by the intelligence community to look at country X and figure out what needs to be done in country X and can they come up with additional information. I certainly don't recall in the four posts where I was ambassador and the many other posts where I was a regular embassy officer ever being tasked with getting someone's cell phone or frequent flyer card. So, you know, I'm sure it somehow happened. It would be interesting to see the actual context of it, but I just don't think that is such a as bad as it sounds.
Were any of yours released, your own communiques?
I'm sure there were. I'm not aware of them. I have always, you know, over the course of my career, tried to be careful about what's said in telegrams, but I haven't seen any yet.
Do you expect that you're going to have to be doing your own damage control, even though you're out of the government now?
I think I'll personally be okay. I'm not aware of any messages I've sent in when I've been really unfair to my interlocutor. Sometimes, you know, you would get some juicy piece of information and you didn't want to just send it into Washington and have it go scattershot all over town. So you might have sent an email to a specific person saying, you know, when I talked to Mr. X, Mr. X told me X, Y, and Z. It's not in the telegram, but it's something you might want to have a look at, that sort of thing. So I think a lot of people have been careful about information simply because it is so easy to hit the forward button. I guess the problem is, though, no one ever thought that hundreds of thousands of cables would be released.
Christopher Hill, who for 33 years was a Foreign Service officer for the United States, four times U.S. ambassador, including to Iraq. He's currently dean at the University of Denver's Corbell School of International Studies. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.